Hi, everyone. Well, today is our Saturday show, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We go to the Lightship every Saturday night. Oh, you have to listen live to it. We'll be going there. We have some requests from people overseas to go to the Lightship if we can, like around 10 to 15 minutes after the hour. So we'll see how that works out. We'll try to do that here. So let's, and this only works live, so think of an issue, one issue that you're dealing with. And here we go. Let's clear the date. Today is June 25th, 2016. And here we go, releasing these numbers that have programs in them. That's what they do to you. Each day is a whole new set of programs. So clearing the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? And we have a request also to help the light beings out that are here to get them released from your space, from you, from, you know, everything around you, your ceiling, you know, that little crack underneath your doorway going into your closet as they're watching you, getting rid of those energies, the ones up in your corners. And the one behind your open door. So here we go. Let's release them. So I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And I will help you out with something that you could have attached to you, or it could be just stuff. You may have, you know, emotional trauma or physical pain. So think of that right now. You need to think about it. Remember, this is these things are attached in time. So in time, you all know that you're running alien programs in time. The source energy doesn't give you programs because it's in the moment. No such thing as past and future. It's all in the present moment. So anything that you're dealing with is dealing with time. That's why we have timeline crashing. So let's get rid of one of your awful programs that's making you suffer. So think of that right now. And that's why you have to think about it, because you're dealing in their realm of consciousness, of mind, that they gave you. So one, releasing it now. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And hopefully some of you may have got one of those special cords, HDMI cords, and you put it into your big screen TV. If you have one, and you got a gigantic light beam. Maybe you're one of those people who have one of those, you know, I don't know, what do they have, 90-inch TVs or something, or whatever, or even a 32-inch or something. That's great, too, compared to your small laptop screen. So you could run that right in there and have a light beam up, a big one. So here we go. Let's energize the light beam. So bring in peace energy to you. Here they come. I'll use the word stronger to enhance the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So I'll turn it back over to our co-host here. So, Kathy, are you out of the makeup and wardrobe room, and you're all fit and polished and looking nice tonight?
Yes, and I'm in the sound booth ready to go. And good evening, everyone. This is Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron on VBS Radio, Station 2. And as Ron just did, a lot of clearing of the numbers of today's date, cleared off the energies of those, which you can do yourself also on the natal barcode removal clearing. And then Ron cleared out the energies of aliens that might be around us, watching us, or just lurking around. And thanks for doing that, Ron. No wonder we never feel alone. And then he activated the light beings. And there are light beings on the creationlightship.com home page. There are some choices right there on the home page, and you needn't look far to find a light being, even if you have not bought a clearing. So for those of you who want to feel the peace energy right now, it will always be there on the creationlightship.com website. So just scroll down, you'll find it, and it says right here, a light being from the Creation Light Chip. We are here in love to accelerate the transformation of your physical body so you will be prepared to ascend. So that is one of the pages you can look to find the light being. There are others which you can find on the bbsradio.com Creation Light Chips page. You can go to the BBS Fest chat link that's right below Ron's photo. You click on that and it will take you to another page that will have three light beams on to the right on the top. And that's our CLS chat connections page. And that's also a page where you can click for a feedback form to email to Ron during the program and after your comments or questions, which will then be sent to the inbox, but will be anonymous. You can also send your questions and comments to Ron during this program and any program to his usual radio program email address, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. So there is the information to get connected with us live while we're on the show. And today Ron did a healing conference call for everyone. He's announced it several times, but it was called Removal of Heart Knots and the Brain to Body Communication Block. And he's been talking about it so we could get prepared, and apparently a lot of people did register for it, and it was a two-hour-plus special session. So it was went pretty well, and a lot of people commented, Ron, that in general that they felt much suffering was released, and also that it was like a therapy session, only better. Would you like to comment about it at all?
Sure. Yeah. So if you have a testimony, or if you're on the call today, that'd be great to. You know, if you haven't sent one in yet and would like to do so, that'd be wonderful. We could talk about it today. We should go to the light ship here, and then I'll talk about the octopus invasion that we're dealing with as we speak here. So you want to do some pre-clearings to get them out of here. But let's go to the light ship for the people who are overseas. Here we go. So think of an issue that you would like to have cleared. And this only works live, like I mentioned before. And if you're not listening live and you're on an archive, then you'll feel peace energy. You're going to be bilocated out of time. You're not going to leave where you are. You're going to still have full consciousness that you're in your room. So here we go. Going up to the light ship, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tea garden, plants. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the first room we're going to go into is the hot tub room. And this is going to help to eliminate some of your toxins that you have in your body. The different color gels, depends which one you are choosing to select. There's silver, there's gold, there's clear, there's white, there's green, there's violet, there's purple. There's all different colors. There's also the same colors with like golden speckles in it. So there's all different types of things. But we have a clearing here that people like to go into one of the rooms, and we'll bring in the dove energies, and another room we'll go into where the deers are. So there are three light beings coming to you as doves right now and also deers. And here we go. I request your healing. You may want to do it out loud. So here we go. That always is more effective because you're dealing with your body, not your mind. Because your mind is not really going to communicate with your body. Your brain will communicate with your body, but the mind is just in your head and just thinks. That's your alien device attached to you, the mind energy. So here we go. Getting those clearings of what you're requesting for that one particular clearing that you would like to have help with in your body. This does not work for somebody who is asking for mental clearing or emotional clearing or more spiritual growth or any of the other stuff that people sometimes try to ask, but nothing happens. This is physical body healing. So next room we're going into is a room with a floating magnet. This can help to release some of your pain. And they're different sizes, so I request your healing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next room that I'm seeing up here is the room with the black and white wheels. So here they come. And we're also going into a zebra room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm seeing a large sunflower. So we're going to go into the sunflower room. We haven't been in there for quite a while. These are about 6 foot in diameter. They're very beautiful. And also, we're going to be in the room with the bumblebees and the honeybees. So we're in there now. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm going to go into another location. This is the rainforest room. Here we go. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And a lot of people used to like the koala bear room, so we're going there with the koala bears. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we'll go into the room with goats. And here's the goat energies. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And let's go into one last room, the hummingbird room. Then we got panda bears. So here we go. Hummingbird room and panda bears. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we're now going to come back from the light ship. And you're going to feel your energy change a little bit as you come back because right now you're out of time completely. And when you come back here, then you get put onto the timeline that the alien set you on previously, unless another alien race has you. But typically when you're on these calls, you're in the present moment more than normal. So they normally will not mess with you too much. So here we go. Coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm going to talk about the octopus invasion. So last night, about 2 o'clock, I got woken up again. It's been a pretty rough week with alien interference stuff going on, the Earth being changed, in its axis, in a sense, for the last 2 weeks. It's no longer probably going to be able to be moved again. So it should be pretty stable. But 99.9% stable, let's put it that way. And then from there... what they're doing now, because the aliens can't shift the Earth around to change the magnetic force on the people living here, which is probably why they're doing it. It's something to do with an Earth higher consciousness or evolution or whatever the New Agers want to talk about. It's strictly that they try to get the Earth changed to take the people sideways and connect them to different timelines. So that's the real reason why they're trying to change the Earth. Rotation. And then from there, they can bring in new rules and regulations and stuff. We'll use that term to control you. So I think what's happening now is that we've sort of got down to the very end of what's happening here. Remember, we've been working with the time-traveling soldiers maybe four years, I guess, now. I'm not exactly sure when I first enlisted people, but something like that. And from there, they're fighting the aliens every day, 24/7. And we're at the point now to where the ones that We're trying to escape, but more recently in the last probably 9 months are typically terminated, and the ones that are here now are the clone replicas of them, or maybe something even worse than a clone. Maybe it might even be a robotic copy of them. So anyway, that's what's here now, and they're trying to leave. And I think the way they're trying to leave is through the octopus energies attaching to people to suck out their spirits so that they can get some spirit energy and maybe force the body to die. And they'll be in there as the body dies, and then they'll take the spirit energy and leave with that. And they're using the octopus energies to do that. Remember, the octopus is very, very sneaky and cagey. It's if you look it up, you can realize that it becomes very stealth and can blend into its surroundings very easily. So don't be surprised if you see a human walking, or you think it's a human walking, and you happen to be really, really intuitive. Or you blink your eyes once and you see tentacles coming out of their hair like dreadlocks or something, and then you blink again and it's not there. Well, they're just showing you what's actually inside of that body. So they're leaving. And so last night, about 2 o'clock, I got awakened again and had this invasion energy coming with all the octopus energies and had to deal with that aspect. So if you feel a little weird today, that's what's been going on. So I'd like everybody listening, and tell your friends too if they're not listening, do the Earth Imbalance Clearing. I don't know the exact name of it, but do that one. Do the Timeline Crashing for anything that you can think of dealing with octopus energies in your town, in your house, around you, because you want to get them out of here. You want them to be terminated, so you need to get them off the timelines. Once they come off a timeline that you're on, then when they get taken off, then they look like octopus energies. The soldiers will take them out. So we need to get these things out of here. That's probably their last ditch effort to control planet Earth here. I'm not saying that what's going to come in after this is going to be marvelous, but I'm sure it's not going to be as bad as what's already here. So that's what's going on. From there, the call today was a little exhausting. I was going to do a two-hour call, the first hour for the heart knots, and then the second hour for the mind integration to the body. And instead, I did 2 hours on the heart knots. I went through many, many levels of energy for people, different issues. So I kind of took it like what we have on the website is different types of issues, like trauma and emotional stuff, maybe pain, and that all is tied into your heart, giving you heart knots and, anger, resentment, et cetera. And that was released. So if you have any way you could talk about that, send us an email. We'll do the show on it to let people know how important this healing was. And, I'm sure I'll be doing another one at some point, not in the real near future, Near to me would be maybe, I probably don't want to do anything for about 3 weeks, so we'll just see if people need to have that done. But, and you're going to know more after you process and feel better in the next day or two. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy, and we'll see what's cooking out there.
There are some things, and you reported on the octopus energies, and a couple of listeners had written in already saying that they now understand why they have felt so tired, run down, and demotivated, even though they do a lot of healings, clearings, and are perfectly healthy. So hopefully we'll all feel better, especially if we were on the call today. And now, Ron, you mentioned the two free healings that can be helpful with the tentacle octopus energies you just worked with and fought so hard with today and last night. So the one that the military is works with is the Earth Protect Timeline Crash. The other one that Ron mentioned is the Environmental Imbalance Timeline Crash. If you want to zero in on those two healings, they're on the left side of Ron's website under Free Sample Healings. Easy to find and really easy to use. And a lot of people just set them for 6,000 minutes and just leave them up. That way you don't have to worry about forgetting to reset it because it's automatically defaulted certain time, I think. So, Ron, we do have some comments that the listeners sent in and the participants from the conference calls. I'll go ahead and get started on a few of these and just, you know, break in whenever, because there's quite a few. And then more just came in response to your request for more testimonies. So here we go. Ron, my heart was racing when you started the call. By the time you got to the seventh tentacle release, my heartbeat was normal. I was born with a heart murmur, and I feel that it has been cleared. As you got to the last quarter of our lives, all the heartbreaks and heartaches and betrayals were revealed to me. I never realized I had so many that I totally forgot about. It is amazing how light, free, and happy I feel, too, and I'm very grateful. Next one. During the last four nights, the muscles in both calves tightened up so that sleep was difficult to achieve. This is not a normal problem for me, but it's nice to know that these energies need to go, that these are the nasty energies that need to go now. I'm really enjoying the heart knock call so far. She wrote this during the call. Thank you, everyone, for sending these in, and I'm just going to read them as they are. Okay, and right now I'm on the heart knots call. The releasing of these knots is exactly addressing an energy that has caused me a lot of suffering. I thought it was infinite sadness, loss, or deep depression. It feels like an intense combination of all those, and I have been searching my whole life for a way to clear it. Because I have done the emotional clearing as well as entity, feeling, and sensory bodies and others, as Ron released the heart knots, I can tell the signature of the energy is passing through my body, but I am not getting reactivated by it. I really get the value of having done the whole life's healings in conjunction with the calls, the conference calls. By getting so much density cleared out with the whole life clearings, the healing calls can go deeper. By doing the healing calls, all the website clearings can go deeper also. I can breathe more fully and feel freedom and peace opening up through my heart for the first time since I don't know when. Thank you for this wonderful relief. Oh, yes, that was a good one. Ron, even though there are multiple releases, as evidenced by massive chills, gushy, running nose, coughing, the most profound thus far is the ability to move my neck and left shoulder freely. The first tentacle was tightly wound around my main stem bronchus. I could literally feel that thing unwinding slowly as it released in a steady speed away from my trachea, backing out through my left ear too. I have the clearings you suggested up as prescribed. Thank you also for adding the extra hour. Yes, Ron, you actually went to 3 hours.
Okay. Yeah, that's why, yeah, I'll just kind of mention here that a lot of people do the free clearings and they're wonderful, but if you don't do your whole lifetime ones, man, you've got to get those clearings under your belt. So the clearings that we do, like on this special that we had for $20, it can go much, much deeper. So you have to get rid of what's on the surface before you can go deep. You just can't go deep right off the get-go. You have to be able to get yourself cleared out enough to allow the energy to come more into your body. That's the whole thing. It's kind of like, you know, if you don't clean off this, your energetic bodies, and like I talked about, you need probably at least 4 of those clearings, and you could probably go to the archives. You know, you need the mental, the emotional, probably the trauma and fear, maybe anxiety, you know, but mental, emotional, and fear are the main ones. Everybody has that. And then from there, where do you live? How do you, you know, see your life every day when you wake up? You know, And, you know, you need to get those under your belt, plus one of the dark side practitioner clearings, and maybe the planets off of you, too. The dark side practitioner is somebody who's praying for you. Maybe you have a mother, father, or a neighbor who is very religious, and they want to hook you up to aliens, so they pray a lot for you because they think that you're a sinner, you know? Or they just think that you're lost and Jesus needs to find you or whatever, or somebody out there, you know? And so when they do that, you become a target. And they give you the T-shirt, you wear it without even knowing it. And the aliens are after you because now they're focusing on you because the person is allowing you to become prey, P-R-E-Y, to whoever out there wants to connect to you. And so they're the conduit to hurt you. Like I said, the problem with the Earth here, in a sense, is not the Earth itself and the aliens. It's the people here doing the bad things and being controlled by aliens. So remember, everything that's happened here is because of alien technology. So you look at pollution, well, that's alien. You look at the, radiation from like Fukushima and everything else, you know, atomic energy, that's an alien invention. What about our cars? Everybody has a car. Well, that's an alien invention, too. They just chose not to give us stuff that is really good for us. You know, we have solar panels now. Well, you know, why don't they make a solar panel car? They had electric motors back then, you know, a long time ago, you know. So that's a Tesla brought here. So why didn't they create solar panels that were, you know, usable? I'm not saying that it would work, but there, you know, there are other technologies that we know nothing about, or that people have maybe tuned into the alien technologies, and when they talked about it, they got terminated because it would cost somebody some money if everybody knew about it, and they would lose their position with their destructive stuff. But everything here is alien, and it's up to you to get rid of what the aliens gave you, that hard coating around you. Yeah, if you remember that little commercial that was on TV, you know, where the little M&M kind of jumps off the diving board and gets this coating on it of a different color. Well, that's what you have on you. You have that coating. And everything below that coating, and that would be like your energetic body, everything below that is suffering. And your spirit has a hard time working through that coating. And each time you think or something happens to you, you get triggered, or an implant goes off, or you get implanted, your spirit can't live there. It gets kicked out of your body. You force it out of your body. So remember, you're responsible. You meditate, and you're out of your body. Well, you're responsible for having entities, you know. So you don't want to leave your body if you can, you know. You want to keep your spirit always with you. That's your only protection. And that's, you know, the way it is. So naturally, you know, you know, you can still live having low spirit energy, but you're not going to be really bright with your eyes, but you're still going to function. But the main thing is to get out of here, yeah, especially you don't want to destroy your spirit. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
And I'll continue with the testimonies, and they're still coming in. So thank you, listeners. Here's the next one. This was for the... And this was for the heart knots release call that Ron did today, Saturday. The call was just what I needed. My body took some time to integrate after the call. I'm so glad Ron did this. Next one. I felt a big energetic lift at the two-hour mark. Then I felt strong healing as Ron started clearing the brain. I was surprised at what came up to be released for me. Things I didn't think were strong feelings brought up sadness when released. I have so much appreciation for all Ron accomplished for us today. Next one. The call is almost over. My whole chest area and chest cavity is open and happy. Something big did happen to my body today. Many releases and much understanding of past events and the effect they had on me. I often felt that my spirit could not reside in my heart area. But right now, I feel my spirit in my heart area and I feel contentment and peacefulness towards myself and others. Ron, thank you for all you do for us. My heart now has a spirit. Also, during the call, I was successful in getting up a light being on my TV. Just what you mentioned earlier, Ron. If you could get your light being on your TV, that would be great. And she did. Well, good for her. Okay.
Good, very good.
Yeah. Okay, next one. I was on the heart knot removal call today, and glad I was because it was cathartic. At one point, I had to cry. I had remembered so much from the past and the present that was painful in the heart. This is very important that Ron has created this healing call for others who have endured heart knots. About 1 hour after the call, I felt a sensation of relief. I was lying down under a tree in Central Park, away from people during the call, and part of the call, I was laying chest down on the earth, and I felt like the earth spirit was assisting in my healing. Ron, can you respond to that?
I feel that way, yes. That's very good. Yeah, you don't know. The earth spirit is of light, and it will help. So that's probably what happened. And for newbie listening right now, some people will actually see the events go before their eyes as it gets released. Normally you're going to see that when it's pretty traumatic. But you're not going to be shaking and crying and fidgeting and you know, trying to run away from yourself. It's just like watching somebody else's movie, and this event will just leave you effortlessly, and then it's gone. And then what's put into its place, since that energy is holding territory inside of your body, that's what the aliens do, then what you have there is peace. And then with peace, your spirit only knows peace, so your spirit can now come back into your body where it wasn't before. So a lot of people, you know, do see the events because it's your experience, it's your movie. Remember, you're the star in your own movie that the aliens, you know, made for you anyway, and you can see things leave, but you're not traumatized as they leave you. And if you try to look back on some of those events right now, if you're on the call, it may not even be recognizable to you. You might just see it like I say, you have to get out a pair of binoculars and or even a telescope, we'll say, and look at it, because it's so far removed from you, and you don't even want to go there. You go, I've been there, done that. I don't want to look at something that, you know, tormented me for my whole life, and now it's gone. You know, you don't normally do that. But, that's how the clearings work. So back to you.
Okay, to continue. Regarding the octopus healing, I felt so good this evening after you got rid of the octopus energy. I run the healings constantly with 999,000 minutes. That was a hard number to read. That's a lot. She really likes the healings for the octopus energy. Okay, now, and someone's asking, regarding the earth imbalance clearing, should they use it for their house and town and themselves, or just put their name in it?
I would run it for whatever you want to run it for, because they're going into everything.
Oh.
Okay.
It's an invasion. Yes. Okay. Next comment. Many bad things that happened to me came to mind during the conference call. Now I feel great. Thanks, Ron. You know, there was so much, I think, Ron, so many, we didn't realize how suppressed some of these emotions were. So I think there's going to be a lot more success in using the clearings now. We'll feel a lot better.
I'll be doing, since we have our 8-hour call tomorrow, I will be doing, in fact, if you wanted to get on it, I think the price is maybe $100 for 1 8-hour call. You'd have to probably double check on that. That's what I think it is. I can't say 100%, but you may want to get on that 8-hour call tomorrow, because I think I'm going to focus on the octopus invasion and get these things maybe out of view, out of your town, possibly, but mainly everything works with you. So I want to get these things cleared out of you. Remember, you've had these for lifetimes. And so since they're coming in, I want to free everybody that's on the call of these critters. So we'll be doing that. And then we have our, you know, organ restoration Monday after the BBS program. But tomorrow I think I'm going to be focusing a lot on, maybe at least half the call, on octopus energies. So we'll see what happens. I'm in the moment during these calls, but that's what it feels like to me. Since they're here, we are going to get rid of them. At least they'll be out of your space. So, back to you.
And that's important. So you mentioned that Monday we're going to have a body organ restoration conference call. And Ron did send an email reminder about it. If you didn't get the email reminder and you'd like to, you can sign up for Ron's newsletter. All you'll get is newsletters and reminders. It's just basically a reminder email of the conference calls and the physical rejuvenation intensives that he holds on the weekends. Like he just talked about, tomorrow is the last one of the month. Tomorrow, Sunday, June 26th, that's an 8-hour physical rejuvenation intensive where Ron takes us to the Creation Lightship, much like he did earlier in the beginning of the program, and does a lot of healing. Only tomorrow he said he's going to focus on the octopus energies and removing them out of our space and area and bodies. So you might want to go to the website if you haven't registered for creationlightship.com. You can still register for the body restoration call on Monday through the PayPal link. And the cost is was that 50, Ron?
It was 50, yeah. This has been a pretty fast week. So, yeah, $50 for the call on Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
The
process is $50, and you will get a confirming email right away. And then forward that email to Ron, and on the subject line put for organ restoration call Monday or something like that, just to identify it. And then he will email back to you the phone number and the PIN access code number so you can get on the call, which will be shortly after 5 p.m. Pacific time. Ron does have his usual BBS radio program at 4 o'clock Pacific time on BBS.com station 1, and then he'll take a short break and start the call. And you can get on early to check in. And I do want to mention that even if you paid and you didn't check in verbally, you'll still be on the call because Ron will have your name. He has the confirmation from the PayPal purchase. And your name should be on it.
And please mute your line. The call today, I don't know what happened. It might be people on Skype or something, but it was very hard to hear people's name as they check in because there's so much background noise. And so, you know, the muting is a *6 on your telephone, but maybe you can't do that on Skype. But, you know, there are people that are just talking in the background when they're on Skype, thinking maybe that we're not hearing them. So it's, for me, it's very frustrating. It's just like lack of respect. So I will state that. So you need to mute your line or do something so that everybody else listening, you know, can have the peace energy, because it's very frustrating. Then I got to mute the line myself to turn everybody off. And, you know, I won't go on and on, but, you know, you do want to mute your telephone. Or maybe you could even unplug maybe your receiver. You know, they all have plugs on them typically. Just unplug it, you know, if you have a speakerphone, so you can just use your speakerphone if you don't have a mute button. But back to you, Kathy.
If anyone would like the body organ restoration flyer that Ron already emailed out, let us know through clsquestions@yahoo.com. We have a copy in this inbox we can forward to you. do it soon because the program, the call is Monday in 2 days. Okay, back to the inbox. Ron, I don't know where to start. So much going on. Thank you for the conference call today. Some very deep wounds surfaced. And I'm surprised that a burst of tears came when I had the image of my son's cat. I had to rehome him. And being his surrogate mom, that was hard on him and me. I hope he forgave me. I put up a picture of my horse to the light being along with family members when you suggested that. I always felt I never got over him finding another home years ago when I moved. I was eating a cucumber the third hour in, remembering that it was a very alkaline food. And told the story about alkaline foods versus acid foods and how acid foods were destroying us health-wise. A doctor I worked with, his image came up, and I had thought he was on my side. I released his cords and curses. I know I was giving information to him that was different. Wow, what those cords can do to us. So she's so glad you started with birth and worked up through the different quarters of our lives. That was a good strategy for many people. I think we felt like that was more manageable to come up with images starting at the beginning. During the call, I had a flood of emotion and tears. I had to go to a meeting and was so glad that you activated peace water right before the break. I can relate to this. She drank the peace water and was able to go to the meeting without anyone guessing something had been amiss, because, you know, when you cry, your face kind of gets twisted up and red. That peace water was great, Ron. You activated it at the break and also toward the end of the call. Someone else writes, I feel younger and younger every day. Near the end of the call, Ron was charging peaceful water. I was in the shower listening with a speakerphone on in the room and held my hands around the shower head to have the water charged as peace water over me in the shower. It was wonderful. The whole experience of the call was amazing too. Thank you, Ron. Ron, did she get the peace water shower?
Oh, yeah, that very, very cool. Wow, that's great.
Now, that's a good idea, everybody. Take note. Someone
that's
gave a good tip.
Become creative, you know.
Yeah.
That's great. Wonderful.
That is a good tip. I'm going to write that down. Bring your phone into the bathroom so you can hear what's going on, and then turn on the water. Yeah. Okay. So Ron does different kinds of water, too. Silver, gold, mouthwash, body misting, cleaning water. Catch all of them.
Now we got that one for the octopuses.
If Ron gives us enough notice, which he does, which we try to remind everybody to have plenty of water available in glasses before the conference calls, then you can hold each one as it goes and then just write a little note on it, what it was, and drink it later. And you can drink them and mix them up, and it doesn't matter. They still work. We discussed that a couple of shows ago. Okay, let me just check, Ron, and see if there's any more testimonies while we're on the subject that are some things. Okay, yes. For some reason, last week's call when you did the heart knots, I didn't feel it, but I should have had issues from the past I knew of. But this time, I was feeling the heart knots releasing, especially during the call. She hadn't felt them before, but she was feeling them during the call being released. I recall you were going to do an innocence clearing, which is in one way a version of that. This call was very thorough. All the angst and anger got replaced with spirit, and I especially liked the tie-in to the brain, communicating to the body and spirit. Most of us suppress those traumas somewhere in the body and brain. I would like to see this brain communication to body and spirit be a part of future conference calls. Similar to how on 8-hour intensives where you integrate the spirit or the spirit integration on the online interactive clearings. So some suggestions for you, Ron. I'll forward this to you for future use.
Great.
Okay. So when I talked about the water, I meant that you could drink the water from each glass. Just want to clarify in case there's any confusion. Separate glasses marked with separate kinds of healing activated energies, but they have to be separate. So that means they can't all be in the same container. But they will, if you drink them all together, that's okay. Ron assured us last couple weeks ago that they would still work. Okay, so Ron, a question came up, and it's about key words. And they want to know, is the word love a key word?
Yeah, it was one of the main ones. We do have that word on the website when I put the website up. So just change it to peace when you see that word. It was the only way I could really communicate because people now even have a hard time. When I'm on the Strange Universe panel in New York, they're always talking about love. And I say, you don't want love, you want peace. And the whole panel looks at me like I'm some kind of weirdo because they're not talking about love. So, you know, at times you have to, in order for me to do the website a long time ago, you know, it went up in 2005, we used the word love because if I were to put peace in there, I probably would have lost everybody, you know, or a majority of the people. Even now, you know, it's a little difficult for some of the newbies because all of a sudden you get put into, like, wow, I didn't know that, or this is going really deep real fast. It's against my complete belief system. I can't talk to my friends about it because they don't get it. They think I'm crazy. Things like this here. And, you know, only way to really understand what it is go to your heart, do the mind to heart drop. And then automatically you're going to know that, yeah, this works. So if you have any friends out there that you want to talk to them about Creation Lightship, and they have a different belief system, you want to first do that 2,000-year darkness barcode on them. You know, at least go back, you know, put a couple hours into it maybe. You know, you don't have to do all of it, but at least go back maybe a couple hundred years so that it's kind of released out of them so they could be a little more open to hearing something. Otherwise, man, those alien implants in the last 200 years are going to go off, and they're going to want to maybe even disown you because they don't believe what you're talking about, and they think that you lost it or something, you know? I remember one person saying, well, this is so good. Why isn't there other books about this here? You know, why don't you have any books out? And I go, well, I have one that's not in print. You know, you open it up, has one page, it says go within, but I don't need to print that. You know? So remember, the keywords are there to connect you to the darkness. That's why they gave you mind energy. So, you know, it's remember, you used to be just an energetic body as a human, and, you know, you lived in the moment, everything is perfectly fine. No dramas and traumas. So, yeah, the keywords, if you hear a word a lot or even consecutive numbers like you see on your digital clocks or even license plates, or maybe you have your famous number, we'll just say, pick a number, say 3,000, and wherever you drive, you see the number 3,000 on houses or something like that, then that's how they're tracking you. They have that number to validate that they have you hooked up. And so that gets to be very frustrating for people because they might say, yeah, I always see sevens, you know. Wherever I go, I see sevens. You know, and seven's supposed to be a lucky number. 13 isn't or something. And I always see sevens. Well, that's just telling you that your physical eyes are seeing that, and they're hooking you up to whatever energy the seven would mean to them at that particular moment. Oh.
Ron, we've talked about keywords before, and it's been stated and discussed that when we hear certain keywords, and now that we know what they are, like love and hate, and they're really overused, and they're used to describe very minimal things, just they're just programmed in us. One way we can eliminate the use of those words, if we so choose, so we don't attract those alien energies, is to clear them on some of the clearings Ron has. And one of them is a free one called the Alien Keyword Intercept. And you can just type in the one keyword or keyword phrase at a time. And then the clearing will help clear it out of your the energetic field out of your body. And then also you can use the natal barcode removal where you can click the section that says other and type in those keywords that also will take away the energy of the letters and frontwards and backwards. So that they're really effective. And if anyone wants to take notes, there are some keywords that will reconnect us to, you know, can reactivate and re-energize some of the great work that we just had released today. If we keep using those words or thinking of them or hearing them, we could get those energies that Ron released reactivated. And so to make a more thorough clearing for ourselves, aside from what Ron did, we can take it upon ourselves to clear keywords as they come up that have to do with heart knots. And some of the words, if you want to take note real quick, grab a piece of paper and a pen. Some of the words that some listeners have sent in the past that I dug up here for this program for us to benefit from are the following. Okay, we just talked about love and hate. There's also the word heartache, chains of love, unrequited love, broken heart, crush or crushed, then the phrase, I'm a loser at love, till death do us part, you're playing my heartstrings, long lost love, I miss you, and I'm missing you. So those are a few. Ron, have you got any to add, you think?
Well, we got the S word happens, you know?
Oh, yeah, we know what you're talking about.
We got the words with the double O's in it, you know? So, you know, there's like tool, you know, there's tooth. You could probably look for words with double O's, because those O's mean something, because they're a vowel, and there's two vowels side by side. So maybe it's squared, the amount of energy. Instead of just two, maybe it's four, you know, times it's stronger. I don't know, but that's just kind of conjecture. But there are two vowels side by side. So look at that. Loser, you know, that's one. So words with the double O's in it are probably words that you really don't want to use. So, you know, if you know of any, you know, just kind of take notes, or, you know, when you talk to people and listen to other people using those words, and if you hear one, then see how your body responds to it. But the main thing is words that you use, you know, a lot, maybe you use certain words, you know, a few times a day. You know, another word is, well, let's just say coffee, but there's two F's, right? And two E's, I believe, in coffee, C-O-F-F-E-E, is that correct, ladies?
correct.
Oh, what do we got? We got two E's and two F's. You know, that's a problem. And then naturally we got, you know, the word feeling for feel. There's two E's in that. So when you have double vowels, it's pretty bad. So you want to look at those words and not to, you know, get into the energies of those words because they're tracking devices. That's what you're doing. You're saying a word that is plagued by the aliens. You know, so they're listening to everything that you're saying, spying on you in a sense. And when you say those words, automatically you're wearing a T-shirt. So you want to just kind of note that. So that's the whole thing. You want to get out of keywords. You want to, you know, be free of energies. And free also has two E's in it. Interesting. So you don't want to be free of it. You want just to be in peace. And fortunately, peace has a lot of balls in it also. Remember, the aliens do that because that's the main way they hook you up is the vowels. So if you want to clear, in fact, everybody say their name right now out loud. Okay, and say it one more time so you know that the name is you. And I'm going to clear the vowels out of your name. So here we go. And normally just your first name is all that's needed unless your last name is, you know, short, but it'll work either way. Here we go. Clearing the A, E, I, O, and U, so releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they're released out of your name now. Now I want you all to repeat your name out loud again. And you're going to notice that the name does not resonate with you. So your name is also a tracking barcode on you. This is why you want to do your natal barcode clearing, because it takes the words that you put in there. We'll just say you put your first name and it works going from left to right on your name and then from, you know, right to left. So if you put your address in of your house, it'll clear both directions of that. And, you know, it can take a while sometimes if you have a really long name of a city or something, because it, you know, just goes through the process to clear it out. So it's getting rid of the alien tracking that's affecting you. So that's the whole thing, is to get rid of the energies that are connecting you, cording you, which is actually bringing you down the rat hole. And that's the problem that we have here, is that we don't have a way to stay in peace. That's what I tell everybody, to stay peaceful. If you do the mind a heart drop, you're going to be much, much better off than people who are not doing that. And eventually you will become peaceful. It could take you maybe a year or two. Some people could be a lot, you know, a lot quicker, but, you know, if you've been doing it, since we've been talking about it, I've been doing this for, I don't know, maybe a couple of years now for sure. If you're doing it all the time, right away you're going to know that, wow, you know, I am a lot more peaceful than I was, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. I don't get excited as much. I can pull myself out of situations easily. Oh, we're gonna go for a ride now. We have a request here. So we're going to go to the lights yet, but this will be a lot of fun for the people listening. This will only work live right now on this particular day, which is June 25th, 2016, unless you're overseas and you're a day ahead, but it only works live on this program. So the request is, and this will, you're going to be in the light ship, on the light ship for 1 hour. And we're going to go into the Bumblebee room, or it could be the Dragonfly room, or it could even be the room with horses. So it's your choice. Pick one of those, and you're going to have a wonderful experience riding either a bumblebee, you know, flying around or flying on a dragon, or riding a horse. So we're going up there, and then I'll do the mind a heart drop, and we'll end our program. Then we have our 8-hour call tomorrow, getting rid of octopus energies as they're invading the planet right now. They're coming from the underground, coming up. They're not coming in from the beyond, though. So here we go. Going to the light ship right now. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, going into those three rooms. And you need to pick one of the rooms. You can't go into more than one. So whatever you pick right now, you're going to be on that particular life form for 1 hour. So you're getting on the bumblebee or the dragonfly or a horse. and you're going to be having a wonderful time. You might feel your hair kind of go through the breeze as you're riding. You're going to have a wonderful experience. You might hear the bumblebee buzzing along. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we have our call coming up on Monday after the BBS program on Station 1. This will be the special call. This is our third call of this year, and this will be the body organ rejuvenation. And you'll be able to select your body organs that you want to have worked on along with what I comment on during the program. So let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. And here we go. Need to command out loud to your spirit. So I now command my spirit. Say it out loud right now. To take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate this particular energy. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go, everybody. So the call on Monday is $50. And if you're choosing to be on the call tomorrow, that'd be wonderful. It's an 8-hour call. We're going to be working with those special energies, the octopus energies. You may want to take notes. And I'll just say blessings to everybody. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, your wonderful listeners. And hopefully you're doing great tonight. If the octopus energies are coming in, you're going to feel them when you're sleeping probably. So if you've had, maybe a week of rough sleeping, feel tired, that's the reason. So blessings, everybody, and do the mind of heart drop over again, maybe in 5 minutes here.